Congressman Dunn says, quote, everybody in his district wanted him to vote to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. The Panama City Republican says it's hurting businesses in his district.
It is breaking the backs of every business. So you're actually only covering about 7% of the population with this insurance, but you're caught pushing the cost out onto everybody, and it's just unsupportable. So everybody wanted that gone. That was a big thing.
The proposal that passed the Republican House could increase the premiums for seniors and people whose coverage lapses. It would also roll back the Medicaid expansion and let states cover fewer medical services. The Senate is reportedly writing its own proposal. But when Dunn did hold a town hall in March, Florida resident Tasha Smith told him she could die if she loses her health insurance. She has multiple medical conditions and struggled to afford care before she was covered through Obamacare. Schmidt says she's tried unsuccessfully to get on Medicaid or disability.
So can you promise me that I'm not going to lose my care, that I'm not going to be one of those 17 million people who lose their insurance next year? Because that could end my life.
Tallahassee resident Avril Wood McGrath says she's frustrated. She believes that Dunn is avoiding his constituents. Wood McGrath worries about her sister and other family members with health conditions. She spoke to Democratic Senator Bill Nelson at his town hall last weekend.
Representatives of Congress have to represent us, and they have to have public events like this. So I thank you, Bill, and I thank you for your support of the ACA, which has saved my family.
More than 250 people attended Dunn's March town hall in Panama City, which was contentious at times. Dunn has held two in-person town halls since taking office and met with a small group of people in Tallahassee in February. But he refused to address the large, angry crowd outside. For WFSU News, I'm Sarah Mueller.